The confidence about the date of 1 Corinthians, I sort of mentioned briefly that there is external evidence to the New Testament on this. The evidence is various bits of evidence. In the book of Acts, we're told about the founding of the church in Corinth. And Acts tells us that when Paul traveled to Corinth, Corinth is in South Greece, and he came from North Greece via Athens to Corinth, that when he arrived in Corinth, he stayed with Aquila and Priscilla. And he tells us that Aquila and Priscilla had recently come to Corinth from Rome because the emperor had expelled all the Jews from Rome. The Roman emperor expelled the Jews from Rome. And Aquila and Priscilla were caught up in this expulsion of the Jews from Rome. Now, this expulsion of the Jews from Rome is attested in a Roman historian who isn't a Christian at all, a chap called Suetonius. And this Roman historian refers to Claudius the emperor expelling the Jews from Rome. And so, with some probability, putting those two together, we've got the book of Acts confirmed by this Roman historian. We know that the Jews were expelled from Rome in AD 49. Little debate about that, but basically we know that this happened. And the Roman historian confirms the book of Acts. So that helps us to put Paul in Corinth soon after AD 49. That is then confirmed because in the book of Acts it goes on to say that Paul's ministry in Corinth went on and he faced various bits of opposition, including from the Jews of the synagogue in Corinth. And they dragged Paul in front of the Roman governor of Corinth, Gallio. I don't know if you remember this in the book of Acts. Anyway, Gallio was the name of the Roman governor in Corinth. And Paul was dragged before Gallio, and the Jews said, this man, Paul, is causing trouble. Gallio actually said, well, I'm not going to have anything to do with this. This is your religious quarrel, and you've got to sort it out yourself. So he wasn't interested. But Acts tells us about Paul appearing before Gallio. Now, Gallio appears on an ancient inscription from Claudius. Claudius refers to Gallio, his governor, in an inscription which enables us to date Gallio's period as governor of Corinth to AD 50 to 52. Put those two things together, and we know that Paul was there in Corinth founding the church around AD 50. So that's what gives us a real handle on the date at that point. And then, when you read 1 Corinthians, and you see that Paul is referring back to what he did in Corinth and founding the church and what happened since, then you can date 1 Corinthians to AD 55, just 2 or 3 years later. So it's a matter of putting together various bits of evidence, two bits from outside of the New Testament with evidence from the New Testament, and you can come up with a really quite confident date.